Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have had a fantastic week and you're looking forward to a good Friday and good weekend. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. So this past Sunday, we were continuing our study in the life of Jacob, and at the Mount Vernon campus, we asked the specific question, what would make your life a good life? When you consider your life and you think about, you know, when you're 20, when you're 40, when you're 80, and even beyond the grave, maybe you're 10,000 years old, you know, what are the things that you would say would make your life a good life? Because we all want to live a good life. None of us wants to waste the time that God is giving us. And so what would you say if you and I could sit down and I could ask you, what really is most important to you? What really, when you get to, say you make it to 80 years old, what are you going to be glad you spent time doing? And what are you going to wish that you had spent less time doing? And so we talked a little bit about this on Monday in the Drivecast, and today I want to give you the two other things that we talked about in Mount Vernon this past Sunday. And those two things, when we're asking the question, what is going to make my life a good life, are to obey God consistently and to share God intentionally. And what I mean when I say that is, you know, you're a sinner and so am I. Like, I'm a sinner. And what that means for me is that there are times where I do not want to obey God. I would rather do things my way than His way. But if I'm doing what we talked about on Monday and I am knowing God personally, intimately, and I'm seeing God gloriously, then what is happening is God is continuing to make me more and more like His Son Jesus. And I am learning more and more that obeying God is the best thing for me, that fullness of joy is found when I obey God more and more. And if we want to have the kind of lives that are the good life, then part of that is going to be growing in our obedience of God, learning to obey Him consistently. And we chose the word consistently on purpose because the truth is, like our series Big Idea says, I mean, God's perfect plan includes imperfect people. I'm imperfect, you're imperfect, and we're never going to totally nail the obedience thing to God this side of the grave. But what we can do in the power of the Holy Spirit is we can be consistent in our obedience. We can have people who love us enough that we can go to them and repent to them publicly, and we can also go to God in prayer and tell God that we are sorry and that we are turning around and we're going to repent and obey Him with consistency. And honestly, part of obeying God is obeying His command to go and to make disciples, which we saw on Mount Vernon in Matthew 28 with the Great Commission. And as we look forward to Easter, which is coming up in just about, 9 days or so, Easter is a great opportunity for each of us to remember the command that God has given to us to tell everyone everywhere how amazing Jesus is. We don't tell them how amazing we are because honestly, we're not that great. But you know who is great? Jesus. He's the best. He is awesome. And we just want everyone to know about Him. And so as you think about gathering to celebrate Easter Sunday, I'd like you to consider who you could share Christ with in between now and then. And that may be where you full on share the gospel with them and you invite them to trust Christ there on the spot. We would love for you to have the habit of doing that. But sometimes it's going to be something that maybe feels a little bit less in their face or simpler, and it's just inviting them to come to church with you. And so I'd encourage you, if you haven't begun yet, to begin to pray about who you might invite to LifePoint Church with you or wherever you may go on Sundays, so that they might hear the Word of God proclaimed, that they might hear that Christ has died, but Christ is alive and doing perfectly fine, ruling the universe, and He invites everybody everywhere to trust Him. So what does the good life look like? Well, on Monday, we said that it consists in knowing God intimately and seeing Him gloriously. And today, we've been talking about how it consists in obeying God consistently and sharing God intentionally, because everybody needs Jesus. And we want everyone everywhere to know Him because He truly is the best. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's pray for all the people in all the churches in Central Ohio and beyond that are going to come this coming Easter Sunday, and they may only go to church once a year. They maybe have never, ever been at church, and they're going to hear the gospel. Let's pray that God would save them And let's pray that God would give us wisdom and grace as we seek to obey him more consistently, and that God would give us opportunities to share him with other people, that God would give us opportunities to invite people to know Christ personally, that he would give us opportunities to invite people to Easter service wherever we may attend. So let's take a moment and let's pray that together now. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we do hope that we see you at one of our four locations in Lewis Center, Delaware, Mount Vernon, or our new campus in Westerville. Have a great weekend. God bless.